You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Donald Trump has chosen Amway heiress Betsy DeVos as his Secretary of Education. She's a staunch advocate for charter schools, for vouchers, and she's a leading GOP donor. We turn now to Ken Sikkema of Public Sector Consultants and, of course, former GOP State Senate Majority Leader. Ken, Betsy DeVos is Education Secretary. Were you surprised by this choice?
Not totally. It's certainly a bold choice. It indicates, I think, that President-elect Trump has a willingness to break the mold on conventional thinking when it comes to Education Secretary. Betsy has a very definite point of view on education in terms of charter and choice. But I think Trump shares that view. And so, no, I'm not totally surprised.
Now, looking at recent education secretaries, speaking of breaking the mold, we have had a former governor. We've had the CEO of the Chicago Public Schools, a former college dean and school superintendent. We've had people with doctorates in education. What can you tell us about her credentials and her qualifications?
Well, she's been an activist in the field of education for many, many years. You know, I think it's probably a weakness in her resume that she doesn't have experience, you know, running a big district or, you know, professional experience per se in education. But once again, I see it as kind of a willingness on the part of Trump to kind of go beyond conventional thinking. I think that she has this view on charter and choice, but, you know, she doesn't support choice for the sake of choice or vouchers for the sake of vouchers. It's kind of based on a belief that some established schools have become so stagnant over time that the only way you can provide an opportunity for every child is through choice and charters. And that's really what drives her. I've known Betsy for a long time. She was chairman of the Kent County Republican Party when I first ran for state representative 30 years ago. She was state party chair when I was in the legislature, I believe when I was in the state Senate. So I know that what really drives her views on education is this desire to have an opportunity for every child. It's not a ideological commitment to choice just for the sake of choice.
And based on those many, many years of knowing her, tell us a little more, Ken. What is she like?
Well, she's thoughtful. She's smart. She studies the issues. She is not a superficial person by any stretch of the imagination. She's going to approach the management of that department and education issues in a very thoughtful, careful, deep kind of manner and kind of way. So she's extremely educated and knowledgeable about these issues of education. I think it's a good choice, but it is a bold choice. It's not a conventional choice.
And of course, the National Education, the NEA, jumped right out with a statement basically saying, and I read a little bit of it, Betsy DeVos has consistently worked against their values of all students having a great public school in their community. So what kind of reception do you think she's going to get on Capitol Hill?
Well, Republicans control the House and the Senate, so she's going to get be welcomed with open arms because they share many of her views and many of her values. And her value is that every child, what drives Betsy, because I've talked with her about this over many years and not always agreed with her, but I have talked to her about this, and that is what drives her in the field of education is the desire that every child, no matter what circumstances they may be in, deserves a quality education. That's really what drives her. And she believes that opening up education to choice and opportunity and charters is how you achieve that.
Do public school proponents have reason to be afraid?
No, I don't think so at all. I think if you're a public school advocate, you know, you want every public school to be a quality school. And they're going to share that view with Betsy DeVos.
I guess we'll be seeing a lot of debate as this comes out and goes through. But as you say, with the Republican-controlled Senate, you can count that will go through. Although there is some complaining from conservatives about her ties to the political establishment.
Well, you're not going to ever find for any cabinet position or high-level government position, you're never going to have the sort of perfect choice that pleases everybody. The president's obligation, I think, to himself, really, is to pick somebody who shares his views and values and promote that person. And I think that's what Trump has done here. And that's Trump's obligation to himself.
Ken Sikkema, Public Sector Consultants. Thank you, Ken, for spending time with us on Stateside today.
Okay, thanks, Cynthia.
We will analyze the DeVos appointment and what it means for education in Michigan and the country next week on Stateside.